This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Friday, heading into a Mother's Day weekend. Want to hear stories about your mom? I'm just reading an incredible email. I'll share this one with you in a second. And beginning at the bottom of the hour, we're going to dedicate the rest of the program to your stories about mom and give away some more Village Inn pies. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at energyofnorthdakota.com. This message from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. What do we want? We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? Because that means jobs and careers are here for generations. We want American energy production that protects the land and the life for generations, wildlife for generations. And today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Annette sent us a note about her mom. When you started talking this week about the pie giveaway, you reminded me of the story my mom always told us. How she got up at 4 a.m. the morning of her wedding and baked 40 pies for her wedding guests. Mom taught me how to cook, which we did a lot of coming from a big family. My mom and dad raised 14 children, 10 girls and 4 boys. Mom was very proud of her family, but not too proud to ask for help when we needed it. In August of 1958, Dad took Mom on a much-needed vacation. She had given birth to the 10th child. One boy, 9 girls in a row. 9 girls in a row. They drove to California, and she appeared on a program called Queen for a Day, which some of you might remember. The show rewarded the mom with the greatest need with whatever she asked for. She'd be crowned queen for a day. The first thing my mom asked for was a hoist for my dad's farm truck because Dad had lost his left hand in a corn picker years earlier, and shoveling grain was hard to do with only one hand. She also asked for a tape recorder for my sister, who was born with a speech impediment, so that could help her with speech therapy. Mom won the contest. Our family received the hoist, the tape recorder, along with every new appliance you can think of. Dishwasher, air conditioner, sewing machine, washer and dryer, all of this to help Mom take care of her big family. When she returned home, her luck had changed, and she gave birth to 3 boys, all in a row, and 1 more girl. Oh, isn't that great? 10 girls, 4 boys. So this Mother's Day, I'll make a pie in memory of her and the appreciation I have for her in teaching me how to cook. Love, daughter number 9. I love it, daughter number 9. We're going to send you a certificate for a free Village Inn pie, too. Great way to celebrate Mom's Day this year. You can order them online right now or give them a call, and we'll have them ready for you. What says celebration? What says Mother's Day more than pie? I think Annette proved that. I love, love, love that story. Okay, more of them, and you can text them in, 701-226-8503. You can email them in, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or after the bottom of the hour, call them in, and we'll do that the back half of the hour, 800-228-0550. We spent a lot of time this year on the legislative session, on things that were happening particularly, and of course we're always interested in all things energy on the program. And one area that received some attention in the legislature that turned a little negative was on wind development. And we wanted to hear the other side of that a little bit and also focus on some of the economic development side of that, which Wonsic is a company familiar to many people for many generations in this part of the world, and they are in the wind energy business. We're joined today by Rob Lee, Vice President of Renewables, and Randy Johnson, Vice President of Corporate Services, both with Wonsic, to talk a little bit about wind today on the program. Rob and Randy, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity to get on the radio with you and talk about Wonsic Construction.
You bet. Looking forward to it. If you guys can scooch just a little bit closer to that speakerphone, that'll help us hear you a little bit better.
All right,
I can hear
better?
You. It's just Yeah, just get a little bit closer. That'd be fine. First of all, let's talk about renewables in North Dakota and renewables nationally. What percentage of power right now that we use comes from renewable energy, specifically wind?
There's a lot of figures that are out there. The one that we tend to look at is AWEA, the American Wind Energy Association. And in 2016, wind produced roughly 5.5% of all the power generated in the United States. And obviously that grows every year. And Wanzek, we've done roughly, in the state of North Dakota specifically, Wanzek's built 11 projects, nearing 1,000 megawatts of wind energy in the state. And nationwide, we've built 75 projects, and we're nearing 10 gigawatts of wind energy.
So this is one thing I think is worth spending some time on. First of all, obviously, Wanzek Construction has a long history here, but wind energy has become a big part of your business. So here's a North Dakota company that is relying on wind development that is happening not only here in North Dakota, but in other places as well. And, you know, when I ask these questions, guys, either one of you can take them, Rob or Randy. Give us a little sense of that, of what part wind plays in Wanzek's world.
Wind is a huge part of Wanzek. You know, a lot of people in the area, I think, when they think of Wanzek Construction, they think of bridge building and crane service, and that is definitely an important part of our company. But wind has become roughly 80% of our revenue over the past 17 years, and we're incredibly proud of what we've done in the wind industry. But that being said, we're all of the above energy contractor. We've also built coal facilities and natural gas facilities. Wind just happens to be something right now that is a hot market, and we're lucky enough to be able to help a lot of great clients build wind energy projects across the United States.
What is the future of wind energy? Is that outlook remaining hot?
Yeah, I think so. We've been in the wind industry for roughly 17 years. We've grown with this industry, and we've seen the trends. The price of wind has dipped throughout those 17 years. As everybody knows, the production tax credit, which is a federal tax credit, is in a step down right now that expires at the end of 2020. Wanzek and everybody we work with believes that within those next 3 years, we can become a very competitive and viable market, even without that PTC, the production tax credit.
So that's baked into the cake. You know that's coming, and you're preparing for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to. You know, that it being such a large part of our revenue, we have to look beyond 2020 and understand the implications of that tax credit expiring and gear ourselves up for the next steps of wind energy.
And I know we saw you folks at the legislative session this year, and there were, you know, a number of different discussions that were on the table at one point or another that were considered, challenging for the wind industry to say the least. A lot of the debate centered around that production tax credit, right? That somehow wind was getting an unfair advantage against other energy sources.
And yeah, that was one of the main features of the debate. And we were House Bill 1028 was one of the key features in that debate, which was a sales tax exemption credit for the development of wind in the state of North Dakota. Other industries do enjoy a tax credit. We were trying to get an extension for one that was in place in North Dakota. That one did get defeated. In the legislature, which was a disappointment to us, but we're going to keep going as long as the clients like Xcel and Otter Tail and others that are building projects in North Dakota continue to see it as viable. Then we'll partner with them to do as much as we can in the state.
What was your take on why the? Did it center around production? I mean, was this if but for the production tax credit? Do you think that debate wouldn't have been there this session, Randy?
You know, it didn't come up as much as I thought it would, Scott. It was more along the lines of trying to get a level playing field for tax credits in the state.
Get everybody on the same page. Interesting. Okay. By the way, we welcome your questions or comments on any of these issues. 800-228-0550. I don't know personally how the consumer benefits from wind. Obviously, there's a benefit there, and the utilities that are looking for it are trying to get a mix and, you know, dealing with rate pressures and everything else. So there's clearly a benefit there. But, you know, I top of mind, I'd say I don't know. How does the consumer benefit from wind? I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back, too, with the two folks in the industry. One's the Construction's Rob Lee, Vice President of Renewables, and Randy Johnson, Vice President of Corporate Services, joining us on the program today. I see Johnny in Tioga cannot wait to tell us a story about his mom. So we'll squeeze him in as well and welcome others. Bottom of the hour, all the way to the top, we'll wrap up the Friday edition heading into Mom's Day weekend with your Mother's Day stories and give out some more Village Inn pies today. Love hearing stories about moms, so we'll do that coming up. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast of Valley City. With soybean season upon us, NDSU agronomists provide some points on what to consider before planting. In a 2015 soybean survey, fields with iron deficiency chlorosis issues had 3.1 bushel lower yield than fields without chlorosis. It is critical to pick the correct tolerant to chlorosis varieties. If soybean cyst nematodes have been found in fields, it is essential to select cyst-tolerant varieties. Select a high-yielding variety with the appropriate maturity group. Research has shown seeding 155,000 to 165,000 seeds per acre provide the highest yields. NDSU recommends to aim at 150,000 established plants per acre. Seeding soybean with 7 to 22-inch row spacing will have higher yield potential compared with 30-inch row spacing. Planting soybean before mid-May, if conditions are favorable, may provide higher soybean yields.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Texter says, I'd like to get my mom's story to Scott, but I don't know how. Email is one way. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or you can call and just tell us your story that way. Love to hear your mom's story. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour. In fact, Johnny and Tioga and Gary and Butte are standing by. They are first to go. How about that? And Dolores in Minot has a question for our two guests from Wanzi Construction today, talking about a local company that is building wind energy around North Dakota and around the U.S. And we're talking about the future of wind energy and the importance of it, and talk a little bit about what it takes to build a farm, too, in a second here. Dolores, thanks for calling. What's your question?
My question and comment is about, you know, you're putting up all these wind farms all over the place, and I'm not the kind of person that is all about, you know, conserving and saving the when you're saving, trying to save and not have everything like ruined, I'm not too good at speaking either because I am older. But what I don't like is I'm getting sick and tired of all these wind farms standing around all over the country. You can't even go out and enjoy the scenery. It's wind farms here and wind farms there. How about some of these environmentalists getting on about that? You know, I think that's just as bad as some of the other stuff that's going on. That's my opinion. And, you know, I hope they quit it pretty soon because I'm getting fed up with all these wind farms all over the place. And I don't feel the wind energy, if it's got to be subsidized and all that kind of stuff, I don't think you're saving much.
Right. That's what I want to get to in a minute here on the benefit to the consumer. But let's start on her first question of too many. You know, what kind of efforts are being done? Rob and Randy on, you know, this, I understand you don't cite them, right? That's the public. A utility says, we have a need. They go to the Public Service Commission. They say, here's the spot. And then you guys are called in to build them. But obviously, you're working with the industry on concerns like that that come up. What kinds of things are being done to cite these wind farms in different places?
Yeah. First of all, we don't choose the location, and obviously we don't choose the power source. If one of our clients calls and whether it's wind or solar or coal or natural gas, you know, we're happy to help them out with that. The location of the project is agreed on by the client and the land developer that they employ, and that happens way before Wanda gets involved. So, you know, some people like the look of wind farms and some people don't, and that's a discussion that we hear quite often. But you know, that's just people's opinion. As far as the benefits, you know, it's just another option in the portfolio of power projects that the utilities that we work for can choose. And we don't have a say in what they choose, but we're happy to help them out because we are in the building power industry. So that's conventional power, renewables. We do it all, and we don't choose what power source is out there. On the siting, I know that there was a bill passed this year on setbacks that kind of constrained wind farms a little bit more. I think that might help with the amount of wind turbines you see out there. I don't know the specifics on that bill, but I know that more constraints were put in place for wind energy. The other thing, you're going to see less and less wind turbines because the size of the wind turbines is increasing. So for a 100-megawatt project, you used to see 50 or more wind turbines, and now you're seeing 30 or less. So they get bigger and bigger, and the technology gets better every year. So for the same size wind project, you're seeing less turbines.
Appreciate the call, Dolores. Thank you. What does it take to build a wind farm? I mean, A to Z, what do you all need to do?
Yeah, you know, there's what we see is there's four key components to every wind farm being constructed. First, there's the land developer. That's the company that goes out there and works with the landowners, gets the lease agreement signed, gets the power purchase agreement and permitting going. They're the front end of getting any viable wind farm off the unregulated side of the industry. And then another major cog of the wind industry is the turbine suppliers. They supply direct to the client, and it's the contractor, and that's where we come in. The contractor comes in and builds the entire wind farm. So what Wanzek does is we build the roads, the foundations, we erect the turbines, and we build the electrical infrastructure to get the power to the grid. And those four key cogs kind of make up the process of getting a wind farm built. I guess another thing to understand about the wind industry is its ability to get power to the grid when there's a need, faster than maybe conventional power. And by that I mean, the oil boom in western North Dakota, obviously more power was being consumed than there was prior to the oil boom. And you saw a lot of wind farms being built out there because we're able to deploy and construct and bring power to the grid faster than getting a coal plant built or getting a natural gas plant built.
Interesting stuff. Appreciate the call, Dolores. Thank you for that, by the way. Texter says, is there technology to store high voltage power with wind?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of in its infancy right now, but there's multiple energy storage projects going on right now throughout the United States. The most prevalent is battery storage. It's coming to the MISO market, but out east and in California, and battery storage has become very popular. It's still in its infancy. There's a lot of technology growth there, and I'm sure you'll see more and more of it throughout the years. There's also flywheel technology and some other technology that's just in its infancy that you might be starting to see here throughout the years.
Interesting. Anything else you guys want to tell us about what Wanzek is doing and the wind development that is happening and let consumers know about?
Yeah, this is Randy Scott. I want to also highlight, you know, Dolores brings up a good point about, you know, the impact of wind in communities. And we really take a pride in our stewardship of coming into a community and being good stewards of the land, being also, we take good care of the communities that we're coming into. When you think of doing a wind farm, it's 150 people that come into a town of Hedinger or Courtney, and so it has a major impact on the community, as you might expect. But we're very purposeful about that. We train our employees on how to be good ambassadors of our company and to feel welcomed into a community. We also do community involvement projects, building anything from playgrounds to you know, different things that we do on every single project that we do in the state.
Fantastic. So gentlemen, we appreciate that very much. Thanks for sharing the story today from Wanzek Construction. Thanks, gentlemen.
Nobody pays you more. Nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center.
Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You know, the great thing about this program is that if all of the media worked like Todd and I work, the world would be a better place. Because when we see the New York Times blatantly lie about, you know, James Comey supposedly asking for more funds for a Russia investigation and then Trump getting mad and firing him, somebody can call and say, hey, I heard the other guy's not true. So it's a dialogue. It's a conversation. In other words, I can't get on here and lie. I can't get on here and make something up out of whole cloth, and because you can call, and you all do, and say, oh, what about that? What about that? So every day we pick a Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day from the previous show. And this one is a prime example of holding me accountable to what the heck it is I say on the program. All right, here's the call.
Yeah, Scott, it's your first Mother's Day without your mom. But remember what you said when your mom passed away. You said, now I have my mom back. I thought that was really neat.
And he was right, because yesterday I said it's Mother's Day Sunday. It'd be my first day without my first Mother's Day without my mother since she passed away last month. And I did say on the air that I was just going to choose to believe going forward that I just have my mom back, freed from the chains of dementia and her illness. That caller remembered, called us. God bless you. I love it. It's fantastic. Held me accountable right there. And Delta Constructors is fantastic, too. Find out more about them at deltaconstructors.net. If you are in the oil business, maybe you're a foreman out there on the well site right now, you're looking at, there's 50-some rigs right now in North Dakota, so a lot of action happening right now. The folks at Delta Constructors can help. They do turnkey well site services. They do it all. Electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. They'll do it all. Set your pump jacks, load the lines, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. One call, they do it all. Everything. Pride themselves on being turnkey in all of it, solving your problems. Give Eric a call today, and they'll go to work for you right now. 406-250-8151. Give them a shot. 406-250-8151. Call Eric. Tell him Scott sent you. Or check him out online at deltaconstructors.net. We want to give away some more Philogen pies. First winner of the show today, daughter number 9 in a family of 10 girls and 4 boys. Annette won earlier with a story. I need another one. Johnny and Tioga. Tell me a story about your mom.
Johnny B., are you still there?
I can hear you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling about my mother. She's 84 years old today, and we're from Tennessee, but I'm working out here at Tioga. But if she doesn't make it to heaven, we haven't got a chance. But I want to tell you about something that happened with her back in the 70s. We had a handle distributorship, and every Monday, her and my dad would go pick up panels, and I would distribute them out the rest of the week. Well, this one Monday, she went to pick up panels. My dad wasn't with her, and when she got the handles loaded up, she went inside the main office there to pay for them. And when she went in, there was only one other person in the office, and this fella apparently had been waiting for the right opportunity about approaching my mother, so he figured this was the right time. So he asked my mother out that evening, and she said, well, all right, what time? And he kind of threw him off because he wasn't expecting it to be that easy. And he said, well, how about 7:30? And she said, well, that'll be fine. We'll be there. And he said, what do you mean we? And she said, well, I'm bringing my husband. You surely don't think I'm coming by myself. And by the way, this fellow's nickname was Rabbit. Now, she put him in his tracks. And I just want to share that with y'all. Appreciate your time. And y'all have a good Mother's Day.
I love it. That's a good one. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. Butte, North Dakota. Jerry's waiting. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Yeah, Scott. Yeah. Boy, it's a beautiful day to be a farmer in North Dakota today.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
I was putting some fertilizer on some corn ground. But anyway, I want to tell you a story about my mother. I still have my mother. She's 93 years old. She lives with my father, who's 94 years old. They still live together alone. And one thing I remember about my mother, I never heard my mother say one bad thing about any person ever in my life. And another thing, I never heard her say a bad word, not one curse word. And one morning I was out milking cows in my high school years, and I thought I was by myself there, and a cow kind of kicked me or something, and I dropped one of those words, you know, you learn at school, and it was a pretty bad one. But anyway, I looked
can't imagine.
Up, and there was my mother standing in the middle of the barn. And I could have crawled into the gutter. And she never said a word. And I just would like to thank my mom and dad for bringing me up God-fearing parents. And, boy, what a difference it makes in your life to have that. So I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Have you told your mom that you remember that story? Does she know how much of an impact that had on you?
Yeah, I did. I told that story at, they had their 70th wedding anniversary 3 years ago out at our farm, and I got to tell that story. There was about 400 people there, and yeah, it was pretty cool.
And now to this day, anytime you swear, you look around your shoulder there to find out if mom's
watching. Yeah, I don't even swear anymore.
That's pretty good. That's amazing. You know, just that real proper, you know, you're just not going to say anything bad about anybody. That's discipline. That's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That swear word, incredible.
But that's the one thing, your parents have so much influence on you just by watching them. So you young parents out there, just remember your kids are watching you all the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
And to my parents, that explains how I turned out
Yeah. And
the apple
what?
In the tree and all that, yeah.
Why do you laugh at that time?
And you know what? I like pie.
Do you like pie? Okay, good. Well, hang on, because we're going to get your number. It's a good story. You're in the drawing for the pie, for sure. Got a lot, one more to give away here from Village Inn. So Manny will get your telephone number and get you...
Why am I laughing? At my third birthday, there's a picture of me flipping off the camera. Now, where did I get that mannerism from?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A little different than Jerry's story there.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's the other side of the same coin.
Yeah.
If you repeat, if you do a behavior, your kids are going to repeat the behavior. Look at the behavior I repeat.
Kids live what they learn. That's what my mom used to say.
There you go.
Yeah. Kids live what they learn.
Yeah. True that.
Isn't that something? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Tell me a story about your mom, and you can email it, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd or I, mine 701-367-2054. I have one here I need to get to. And Todd at 701-226-8503, or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or call us. Love getting them. 258-0550 on the phone. Call us up. Tell a story about your mom. Rod and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to mention the gentleman from Wanzek commented about the proximity of the wind projects to the oil fields and serving the oil fields. Well, Now, wind being a product for generation electricity, that's basically not dependable when the wind blows. And so accordingly, the utilities have to back that up with gas generation. And Basin Electric did build, I believe, about 200 megawatts worth of gas generation that basically firmed up any of those wind projects to be able to generate power for the oil fields. Again, the oil fields need power 24/7 with those pumps to bring out that oil. They're not going to be relying solely on wind. So just want to make that point that wind is not the end all, as well as one other point I'd like to make if I get a minute.
Sure, but I don't, have you heard anybody say wind's the end all? I mean, here's the deal. I think every industry, and especially the coal industry that's been under assault, is right to say, wait a minute, we want a level playing field. That makes perfect sense, right? But I think if the utilities who are charged to, you know, they don't want to go to the regulators and say we want to charge more. So they're doing everything in their power to keep the rates low. And we have cheap power here. So I think every energy source is good. I'm not a big fan of how they look, and I get a big kick out of how people get upset about a pump jack, but then they think, the environmentalists, love the wind side. So that's amusing to me. But I, other than that, I say, look, I like all the above. I wouldn't. It's a good thing.
From a pure economic basis, wind with the tax credits, wind otherwise wouldn't be economical. And companies are basically building these wind projects mainly because of the tax credit. In fact, Florida Power and Light, NextEra, the company that's built most of these projects in North Dakota, they haven't paid any corporate income taxes about 2008. And you can check their 10-Ks for that. But the bottom line is it's a huge tax shelter. And the sooner that credit is gone, it will level the playing field and be much better for the industry as a whole.
Yeah, and that's in, 2022 or something, right?
2020, I believe, and that was what the gentleman said.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Rob. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Let's see who's next. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi. My parents were married after the Korean War. My mother found out she couldn't have children, so they adopted 4 children, me being the youngest. And then they weren't done. They went to work with Catholic Family Services, and over the space of about 18 years, fostered, cared for over 40 children. My mother was given an award from Catholic Family Services for, they called it, Mostest Mother, because of the voluminous foster care we provided to kids would move out and move back in. They would go away to the service and come back to us and come back to our home and until they got settled up, moving back into society and things like that. It was my dad was an ex-drill sergeant in the Korean War era, so there was a lot of regimentation in the house, and it worked very well with the fostering.
And you were a blood child of your parents?
No, there were no blood children. My mother couldn't have, they couldn't have kids of their own.
No, okay, all right. So you were adopted, or were you a foster parent?
I was the youngest of 4 adopted kids.
Adopted, okay. And the rest were, that's amazing. So that had to, and do you like it? Do you remember thinking, this is great? I got all, all this action going on in the house?
It's all I ever knew. There were 10 to 12 kids in the house at a time sometimes. And, we learned to be very self-sufficient because we weren't getting all kinds of government help. And we converted our 3-bedroom home into a 6 or 7-bedroom home by a very small.
That is a level of care and concern. It's amazing. Hang on, Christian. We'll put you in the drawing here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, we're talking with Nate from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. It's that time of year when new furniture products start to get introduced. Hey, Nate, is Herman Miller coming out with anything new at NeoCon?
That's right. NeoCon is coming up. Herman Miller believes that everyone deserves an exceptional experience throughout their day. So they created the Varis. It's a new chair family that consists of a task chair, work stool, and side chair. So it still has the posture fit technology. It keeps your spine properly aligned. They really simplified the chair's form and adjustments, making it very easy to use. So they're really redefining what an affordable work chair should be.
I noticed a lot of the chairs that I'm seeing now, including the Varus, have a mesh back. If I don't want that, can you do that too?
Well, actually, Herman Miller doesn't have any mesh back chairs. The material that you are seeing is actually a high-performance suspension material called interweave. So mesh tends to stretch out and lose support over time, and interweave holds its shape. But if you don't like the look of the suspension, the Varus is available in a fully upholstered back as well. And there are a ton of options for you. Also, don't forget that at InterOffice, we encourage you to use our Try a Chair program. We'll let you try out a different task chair in your office before you buy. This way you can find the chair that fits you best.
Remember, at InterOffice Furniture and Design, you have options. To find out more, give the team a call today. InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or online at interofficefargo.com.
See a local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you for a way you can move bigger loads and increase productivity on your farm or work site with New Holland skid steer loaders. Super Boom skid steer loaders combine incredible stability with superior reach. The result? You get more lift capacity per pound of total machine weight, and that means you can move bigger loads. You also get superior speed thanks to proven engine power and fast hydraulic response. Increase your productivity with a New Holland skid steer loader from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I say give everybody the pie. All the mothers deserve it. So give the pie to everybody. And to that farmer that called in, tell him to look at President Trump's latest tweet. China just agreed that the U.S. will be allowed to sell beef and other major products into China once again. Real news from Donald Trump. Thank you.
Fake media doesn't want real news. They want fake news. That's the problem, but I agree with you. Very good approach. Very good approach. Polar Service Center, one of our fine sponsors today. If you have somebody in the family that is a technician, tell them to call Polar Service Center. Get them home to North Dakota. Williston, Kildare. There's also a Billings, Montana location if you want them in the neighborhood. $32 an hour. They train you. Full health care benefits, paid time off, 401k, employer match. I mean, their benefits package is second to none in the industry. It really is incredible. Call Gary Meyer right now. Tank or trailer experience, welder, They're looking for a shop supervisor, Inca tanker trailer experience technicians. You're wanted. They value you. Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592, 495-3592. Text her, my mom had cancer when she was 4 years old. Her parents never told her that the chemo and radiation would prevent her from having any children. She ended up having two girls and a boy because God healed her. Only after number three did she find out she was never supposed to have any kids. Is that great or what? Praise God, says the texter, and I'm with you. My mom always told me, keep your words sweet. You may have to eat them. That's what made me the man I am today. Another texter, I didn't learn any curse words till my brother, who was 11 years older than me, came home from the Navy. And my mom heard me say one day and had to run fast. Who do you think had to run, Todd? I think I know. I think it was that guy, for sure. Andy's on the road.
Hi, Scott.
Talk to your mom, Andy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing? My condolences on the loss of your mom. I lost my mom 7 years ago. And the thing that helps is when people, you know, say kind words and tell nice stories about them. And someone did that to me. My mom was a nurse. The one disadvantage was if you said, oh, mom, I'm sick, get up, you're going to school, there's nothing wrong with you. But anyway, she was a geriatric nurse, and someone showed up at her wake just to say how kindly my mother had taken care of her mother when she was in the last stages of Alzheimer's. And I just thought that was so nice. And then I asked her, well, you know, where? And she mentioned a place my mother hadn't worked at for 30 years. 30 years later, she came back. She saw her name in the paper and just said, I just wanted to come here and say that. So she had a serious impact. And you would have never heard that woman, you know, brag or say anything. I did this. I did that. She just did it. She walked the walk. So I just thought that was a really nice thing. And that's what stays with me, you know, these years after, you know, that she's been gone. So you hang in there, Scott. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that very much. And hang on a second, if you would. We'll have Manny get your number so we can put you in the drawings. Good story. And you're right. I love those stories. I had a neat story about my mom from someone that came to tell a story about how she helped someone else, and they witnessed it at church where she would, and it ended up being an every Sunday thing where this particular woman needed a ride, and my mom would stay with her to make sure her ride showed up, and one time it didn't show up, and then she got her a ride, and you're right, great stories. Absolutely great stories. Thanks so much. Zenith in Jamestown, tell us about your mom.
Hi, Scott. I also, my condolences on your mother's passing. What does help is being able to tell good stories. My mom passed away a couple of years ago, but she was a teacher, English teacher in Wilmer, Minnesota for like 100 years, high school English. And her favorite class to teach was protest lit. And I was in 11th grade. I was in her class, and it was kind of a boisterous crowd, and Mom really liked it, and everybody loved Mrs. Hoke. Well, it was getting towards the end of class one day, and this really shy student raised his hand, and my mom called on him, and he said, Mrs. Hoke, have you ever had the menopause?
Oh, my gosh.
And without skipping a beat, Mrs. Hoke got a look on her face, and the rest of us knew, do not laugh, because you know, this is one-on-one, and he said to the student, why don't you come see me after class? And so I was just stunned. It was like, whoa, Mom, you never handled that. Well, then all of us filed out, and of course I got the story later. But he was having trouble. He didn't know his mom was acting all crazy, and he didn't know what to do about it, and so he asked my mom about it.
He wasn't being a smart aleck.
No.
He just wanted to know. Yeah, interesting.
Yep, he just wanted to know. And I just, that's one of my favorite stories of actually sitting in her class, watching her work her magic.
That is so great. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it very much. Hang on a sec. Manny will get your number. Then we're going to do a quick drawing here and pull out a lucky winner in a second before we let you go today for the show and wish you a happy weekend. I am choosing that I have my mom back. I am held accountable by the listeners, so I better stick to that. So, Mom, thank you for my faith, for my work ethic, hardest working woman ever, just never quit, never sat down. Sense of humor, I do have that a little bit, and it came from her, and she was such a giver. So thank you, Mom, for all of those attributes. Thank you all for listening to the program. Christian in Fargo is the winner of that last Village Inn pie for Mother's Day. You'll love the pies, folks. God bless you. Welcome to another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
But it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause, they have a lot of money, they have a platform, but they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.